I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, April 23rd. There are currently 597 cases of coronavirus in Quincy. There have been 51 deaths and 221 people have recovered. There are over 41,000 cases in the state. Manatt Community Health Center of Quincy will be able to increase their ability to test patients for coronavirus with help from the state. Governor Baker has announced additional testing kits will be heading to community health centers across Massachusetts that are engaged in testing for the virus. Manatt is operating a drive-through testing site at its West Quantum Street headquarters in North Quincy. Manatt is also testing residents in Quincy Housing Authority properties and clients from Father Bill's homeless shelter. Quincy Housing Authority residents who have questions about coronavirus may contact Manatt Community Health Center at a special phone number, 617-404-4133, to learn about testing and how to become a Manatt patient if you don't have a primary care physician. The City of Quincy and Bay State Community Services of Quincy are teaming up to provide help to people with substance use disorders during the coronavirus crisis. The Recovery Coach Initiative will ensure that people who are in treatment for substance abuse or those who require treatment will have access to a trained recovery coach with individualized phone support. That support will include one-on-one peer support, treatment referrals to the appropriate level of care, medication-assisted treatment referrals, medical care referrals, linkage to housing support, and other resources and connections to virtual 12-step meetings and other recovery support groups. Call 617-479-3700 for details. There's also a new phone number available for people who have questions about what an essential and non-essential business is in Quincy. The city clerk's office is answering those questions at 617-376-1131. Quincy DPW Commissioner Al Grazioso is asking that people please not flush disinfecting wipes, even if they say that they are flushable. Grazioso is also urging people not to pour cooking grease down the drain. Both issues can cause major sewer backups, including sewage backups into your own home. Grazioso also says there's been an issue with people tossing rubber gloves and masks in the parking lots of supermarkets, creating an unhealthy condition for workers and the public. An estimated $150,000 has now been donated to the Quincy Relief Fund to assist people impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. Mayor Thomas Koch says that fund was created by the nonprofit Quincy Foundation, which typically raises funds for parades and other celebrations. Donations are still being accepted at QuincyReliefFund.com. Some of the funds are expected to be funneled to social service agencies and food pantries in Quincy. Reminder, there is a one-day delay this week for curbside collection of trash and recycling due to the Patriots Day holiday back on Monday. And a reminder that the due date for property tax payments in Quincy has been extended to June 1st. Quincy Community Action Program says the deadline to apply for fuel assistance has been extended to May 29th to assist people who've been impacted by the pandemic. Applications are available on their website, QCAP.org. Some of the vendors from the Quincy Farmers Market are returning to Pageant Field early this year to help people during the coronavirus crisis. Stillman's Farm will be at Pageant every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. with fresh vegetables, and Mike's Eggs will be there every Friday with fresh eggs at 11:30 while supplies last. Stony Creek Grass-Fed Beef, Golden Rule Honey, and Ackerman's Maple Syrup are also taking orders through their websites. Senators Ed Markey and Elizabeth Warren say Enbridge Energy Corporation is not following proper social distancing guidelines at the construction site of the controversial natural gas compressor station in North Weymouth. The Democrats have written a letter to the president of the Canadian Power Company asking for clarification on their policies in dealing with the pandemic. The representatives say over 30 workers have been in close contact at the construction site and that proper guidelines are not being observed around meal times, endangering food preparers at takeout restaurants and the public. Enbridge responded that the company is adhering to all protocols called for by the CDC and OSHA. This past Monday, compressor station opponents formed a caravan of 50 vehicles and drove by the site in protest. Reminder, we here at Quincy Access Television want to see your videos of how you're dealing with being quarantined during the pandemic. Grab your phone or iPad or other device and send us your videos to COVID-19 at QATV.org and then look for your stories on Quincy Access Television, Channel 8. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Thursday, April 23rd.